Hi, brothers and sisters. This is Tony Allen with Signet4713.com, Audio Gospel Way. Today's episode is titled, It's Time to Get Your House in Order. As you noticed, in this day and age, the enemy has manipulated the family and the design that God intended for each household. When a man marries a wife and has children, the way the father sees it is that the man is supposed to be the head of his household. God deals with the man, then the wife, and then the kids. So it's almost like stages of authority. First you have God, our Father, creator of heaven and earth, and his Son Jesus, which are the same. And then you have the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit was given to us once we believe in Jesus and confess our sins and follow him. Then the Holy Spirit dwells within us. Now, the Holy Spirit is supposed to lead that man and that woman to raise their children in a godly manner. Now, when the man of the house decides to allow the world system to flip the script, in other words, what we're witnessing today is somehow or another, the enemy has infiltrated the thinking of men in regards to allowing them to take their authority away from them. Whereas the way God designed it is that man's supposed to speak to God and prepare the way for his family through the teachings of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. Now, when the man of the house decides to allow the world system and the world's way to dictate how the household should be run, this is when the family system and the family unit breaks down. And this is why we have, to this day, so many single women raising children, so many lazy men walking away from their responsibility, and allow the world system, in a lot of cases where there is a man in the household and the wife is being the breadwinner or the leader with the burden on her shoulder. Now, for some reason, we've allowed society to change the rules in a sense that it's okay for the woman to bring all the money home and pay all the bills while the husband stays home and raise the kids and be a homemaker or whatever you want to call it this day and age. But in God's eyes, that is not acceptable. Let me tell you why. Let's get some Bible scripture behind this. Now, if you read the book of Genesis, chapter 3, as it reads, "Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, Has God indeed said, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the tree of the which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, You shall not eat, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Then the serpent said to the woman, You will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate." All right, stop right there. Alright, so the first thing, this is where the problem came into this earth and this world. And this is why we're still paying to this very day. And this is why the family system has never been right, in a sense that when you have ungodliness in the house, the enemy is basically running that system. Okay, so just like back with Adam and Eve, the enemy first opportunity was to destroy that system by dictating to the woman, Eve, ungodly counsel, and she walked in that, all right? Then she passed that ungodly counsel on to Adam, and he walked in that. Now, the problem with this is God gave a command to Adam and Eve, do not eat of that tree, or the fruit of that tree. In other words, the fruit is the words. God is talking about the words. This is how the enemy came and deceived. Now, everybody thinks when they hear this, it was kind of like washed down somewhat by using symbolic things. In a sense, that's what the Bible has written. But when he's talking about trees, he's talking about people. He's talking about, when he's talking about fruit, he's talking about words. And when the enemy spoke and gave ungodly counsel, and Eve listened and walked in that counsel, and Adam did so the same, they lost the blessing. And this was the intention of the enemy, to destroy the blessing. Now, and the same thing, he's doing the same thing in the households this day and age by manipulating the minds of the man and the woman of the house. Now, notice when they partook and walked in that disobedience, God came back. He already saw it happening. He knew it was happening, but this is what he did. He walked and he questioned. He first said, Adam, where are you? He knew where Adam was. But he asked, where are you? Adam said, here I am, Lord. You know, he's, well, why are you hiding, basically? So basically, when they partook and walked in that ungodly counsel, this basically was the first walk of adultery in the household, or in that family unit. Because when you read what the Word of God says, pleasant to the eyes, a tree of good and knowledge and good of evil, good and evil. Now, how many of us know of a tree that is able to think? In other words, these were other beings that God commanded them, do not mix. In other words, do not step outside of this marriage. And the enemy came and deceivingly spoke to them, and they walked in it anyway. So they broke the commandment and they lost the blessing. But when that happened, everything broke down. That system broke down. All right. So the very same rules to this day and age applies. God looks to the man when he wants to deal with that family. Now, if the man has decided to take the lazy or slothful role and put all the burden on the woman, God is not pleased with that, because just as Eve fell first, he did not seek Eve. He asked for Adam. Because, number one, this is just the Holy Spirit speaking. Number one, if God intended the woman to be the head, he would have made the woman first, and she would have bore the son or female, what have you. But as it is written, God made man first, and out of man, from the rib of man, came woman. All right, now, if you look at the kingdom way, it's all about sowing and reaping. So God basically put man pulled man from the dust. In other words, he became a seed. All right. Now, with that seed, he pulled a rib out. This became Eve, which is became flesh now. And as God saw it, they were one flesh, because woman came from man. So blood of my blood, bone of my bone. They were the same flesh now. From there, it took man's seed to keep the population going, and that's the kingdom way, sowing and reaping. Now, with that being said, this is why God sought Adam, not Eve, although Adam sinned also, but he did not sin first. Adam took the bait and deceived her husband, or he walked in her counsel. Now, because he did not be obedient to God, because God said, you are the head. I made you first. I'm coming to you. All right. And I'm not trying to hear, well, this is what the woman did. I'm not trying to hear that now to this very same day and age. God sees man the same. God does not change. So with that being said, if the man decides to give his authority away to his wife, God does not honor that. It's not his way. It's not his design. Now, I'm not saying the man is better than the woman or anything like that. Don't get the message mixed up. It's the kingdom way. It's the way God designed it. From the very beginning, man should be head of his household. He should be, the woman should be, they should work as one. But God deals with the man first and the woman. So it's a husband, wife, and then the children. In today's society, what you see is the children running the family, or dictating the what's going to happen in the house, throwing tantrums, doing whatever, disobedient to their parents, not listening, running and doing their own thing. And why is that? Because the man of that house chose not to be the man of that house. All right, and they walked away from godly counsel and into the world system. What they're seeing on TV, what they're hearing from friends, the world's way, it's going on in my house too, so don't worry about it. Nah, you have to get back in the Word of God and get your house in order. God wants us to get our houses in order. This is not his design to have that woman out there working 9 to 5 and sometimes 2 jobs while that man lays around in that house, supposedly playing Mr. Mom. Nah, that does not fly with the Holy Spirit. It does not fly with God. It does not fly with Jesus. Jesus and God did not bring us into this world to have the script flipped by the enemy. And that's what's going on today. And that's why we have all these problems. That's why we have a lot of wives out there raising these children by themselves, because man has accepted that role that the enemy has dictated in his mind. It's okay for you to walk away because your daddy did it. Okay, your daddy was a bum. All right, let's call it like it is. He wasn't man enough to stay in there and deal with the situations and channel his guidance from the Heavenly Father. And yeah, it could have been generations of this, and that's what's going on. And that's why it's almost acceptable for a wife to be at the house or a woman to be at their house. Now, don't get me wrong. If you are, if you get married and for whatever reason you did not see all the things that you are seeing in your marriage, in other words, God does not want you to be unequally yoked. If either spouse is ungodly and just wicked, and there is no peace and there's no proper way to bring up the children in a godly manner, by all means, God does not want us to live in that kind of environment. Now, if that spouse chooses not to walk in God's counsel and the way the Word of God tells us, then you have to seek first guidance from God. In other words, counsel from God. Speak to the Holy Spirit. Pray about it. Go to your pastor. Have them pray about it and give you counsel. If things doesn't get resolved, or if that spouse chooses not to walk in that light, then you, in my opinion, I think it's okay to get out of that situation, because one thing, God does not want the children replicating that same negative system in their lives when they become adults. This is how this generational thing just keeps going, because neither party or neither spouse chooses to walk or come as one and seek God together. And when each is doing their own thing, that's room for the enemy to cause more division. All right. So you have to have Jesus in the center and not the enemy in the center. The enemy is trying to destroy your family, period. That's his whole goal. If he can destroy the family unit, the world is just going to be all chaotic. And this is what we're seeing. Ungodly households that did not have the counsel of the Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit God in that family. So now you have all this chaotic stuff going on out in this world. These unjust killings and all this other negative stuff. I mean, wickedness always was in the earth, but we should set ourselves apart from that environment. And if you don't have God in your life, if God is not your counselor, then you're being led by the world and the world's way. And the world's way is designed by the enemy. And the enemy's way is going to flip the script. He's going to say it's okay for the woman to do this. And this is what society and this is what the families of this generation today has accepted. It's okay for the man not to work. It's not okay in God's eyes. It's not okay in God's eyes, period. This is not his design. This is the world's way. And we must get our houses back in order before the Lord Jesus comes back. And that's what this message is all about. Like I said, in the book of Genesis, God sought Adam when Eve took the bait. And he took the bait, listening to his wife and not listening to God. God wants the man to lead. He wants the man to be the man, not the homemaker or Mr. Mom. That is not by his design. A man should work and provide for his family. And the reason why he chooses not to work, number one, it could be just pure laziness. Number two, he does not have that belief system in his heart that God will make a way. If you get into the Word of God and you devote your time to him and you seek his face and listen to the Word of God and meditate on the Word of God and absorb your heart with the Word of God, it will take root. It will take root, and the Holy Spirit will guide you. It will open doors for you. It will give you your self-esteem back. It will give you all the things that the enemy has robbed and told you you could not do. I don't care if your father said you were a loser or whatever it may have been, or if he put you down. What does God say about you, young man? What does the Father say about you? Because at the end of the day, we have only one Father, and that's the Father up in heaven. The men on this earth that brings you into this world from the seed that God has given him is your dad. You have a father. So don't ever stop and think you do not have a father. You have a father. Now, it's up to us individually, young men, to seek God. Seek him with your whole heart. Follow his way. Things can turn around for the generations to come if this generation wakes up and gets their household in order. And it starts with the parents. Wives, as it is written, you should respect your husbands. And husbands, you should respect your wives. And husbands, if you are the one that's being a breadwinner, or you're doing the right thing for us working, don't put your wives down if they're at home all day. okay? Don't do that, because her job is just as important as yours. All right? So, seek God, follow God, learn His way, walk in that light, and watch things change in your household and for this world. Things won't get better until it starts in each individual household. Amen. Praise the Lord, for His mercy endures forever. God bless.